Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marks and Reese with an hour of Elliot, which is halfway done. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online, mark-jewelers.com. Elliot answered for me. What's the main reason you believe in the Eagles heading into the season? The quarterback, the roster, the schedule, or the coaching staff?
I think the main reason they could win 13 games is the schedule. The main reason I believe the team could be a playoff team is because of the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, like, the roster is better, but if they have, if they're facing a different schedule, we wouldn't feel the same way about the team.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But then, like, as number one Hurts fan responds to the poll on Twitter, it says the quarterback's part of the roster, so it's weird to separate them. Oh, yeah, it's very weird to separate a quarterback from the rest of the team. We would never do that as football fans, as Eagles fans. We would never do that.
I mean, Peter King himself, who had him ninth, said Jalen's a C-plus quarterback.
Yeah, it was the weirdest explanation. We were talking about it yesterday. He's raving about the Eagles, and he says, well, if Jalen Hurts could be a C-plus quarterback, they can win they can win 12 games. No, they can't.
I mean, they could, but it'd be tough.
Yeah, you would need everybody else on the team.
Yeah, like, you would have to have a top five defense, top five running game.
But here's what I'm saying. Even if they were to get 12 wins, what is that really – like, how good is the team really?
But see, why it matters, though, is because if they can start at home in the playoffs, that's such an advantage versus last year. And if you can start at home, like, it only takes one great game from any player at that point to win it, right? Like, Jalen can – you know, be a C-plus quarterback throughout the year. They start at home and he has a good game and they win a playoff game. Like, that's a career-changing moment in some ways. So if they can open the playoffs at home, and I think the schedule allows them to do that, they can win a playoff game, which is why I think they will be better next year than they were last year.
All right. Archie in Mount Airy seems pretty upset about it. He's calling him the Duke, Jack Fritz.
Ooh.
The second guy that calls Jalen Hurts the Duke. What's up, Archie? How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you? This is the Duke. Shout out to OG Wade. He's my number one caller.
Like he's my son.
Me too.
And thank you guys for taking my phone call. I've been a big fan for a while now, so thank you so much for that.
No doubt.
Just want to say the Duke is the best person on this team, and he's the reason why this team will get to 13 or 14 wins this season.
Where did the Duke nickname come from, just out of
OG
curiosity?
OG Wade.
Well, what's the why?
It
was John Wayne, the Duke.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't remember.
Yeah, John Wayne is the Duke.
I thought it was like a football reference.
Well, I mean, the Duke was cool, John Wayne. Right. I mean, now OG Wade to call up and correct me if I'm wrong, but John Wayne, pardon me, Archie, John Wayne, Western, he obviously did other movies too, military movies, a lot of Army movies John Wayne did back in the day, but he's mainly known as a Western guy, cowboy, and he's called the Duke.
Okay.
That was his nickname. But he was like the cool guy, the Duke. So I'm assuming that's where OG Wade got it from.
That makes sense, Archie.
Not a problem, because that's, you know, so yeah. But anyway, yes.
Sorry about that, everybody.
The Duke, Jalen Hurts, will be the best person on the team, as to me he was last year. To me, he was a savior for us last year. If you think about all the games that he won and the drop passes from all those receivers, I think we'll be talking about very differently about Jalen if Jalen Reagor would have caught those passes, or if the 49ers game, if those receivers would go out of bounds, or if Quez would run fast enough, you know, he made that bomb pass to him. You know, I think we're going to talk a little bit differently about him. But I also believe if those things did happen for a reason, because we got guys like, you know, Arthur Juan, that's on the team right now, and we're getting more receivers that's coming in, and the team is bulking up the way it is. But I think you guys have to cut him some slack. Jalen is the reason why we were successful last year. I've seen many plays where the offensive line have broke down, and he saved the offensive line that we're calling all of a sudden 100% great. To me, they were top 10, but they were not the best. I've watched all these games over again on Red Zone, and I've seen more plays that Jalen Hurts made with his arm and with his legs, because the offensive line could not do their job. But we're not talking about that. We're just talking about how he's ineffective.
Well, the offensive line was good, and you're not going to have perfect protection on every play, right? Like, if you're looking at the big picture, Archie, the offensive line was good.
Well, and there's other parts of it, too, where, you know, Jalen steps up too early or leaves. You know, there's other parts. And the offensive line and the quarterback are very in sync in terms of how the pass protection works. What I would agree with Archie, though, is, like, the main difference between the Eagles, in a lot of ways, between 2021 and 2020 was the quarterback play. Like, bottom line, Carson sunk the season in 2020. 2021, Jalen stepped in and gave them average to above-average quarterback play. And they made the playoffs.
Yeah, but hang on a second. We're also not really looking at what
Carson
he was doing
was also
out there.
Playing a first-place schedule. They won
the schedule is different.
Whoa. They won a division the year before they got to the playoffs. So let's not leave out the fact that the Eagles were playing a last-place schedule last year.
But I'm saying in 2020, Carson was the worst part of the roster.
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying there's a different level of competition that was being played against.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. One guy had success against a poorly constructed schedule, right? That was come on, we played Gilbert Godfrey as a quarterback last year.
Yeah, and he was not good.
Yeah, for sure.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
But would you agree Jalen played?
Yeah, I mean, I need to stop saying Gilbert Godfrey.
No, it's all right. I don't know his name. So that's what we have to say. Go ahead.
Jalen played better in 2021 than Carson did in 2020, though.
What, running the football? Yeah.
No, like overall as a quarterback.
That's my point. Without
you're taking the lowest bar to measure.
Right, Elliot, you made the statement of saying that his quarterback play, and you called it above average quarterback play, was the difference in the two seasons. But really, what was the quarterback play? It was Jalen Hurts doing a lot of running around and then running the football.
But it's still better play from the quarterback.
Yeah, but is it sustainable long term? And that's where I don't think it is. Right?
I don't know if it is or not. But I know last year, difference was the quarterback. Between 2020 and 2021, in 2020, Carson was throwing like 2-3 interceptions
a game. Listen. You're the same guy that bailed on the guy.
Well, bailed
on the guy. No. You bailed on the guy.
Bailed is strong.
No, bailed on the guy. And you bailed on him not once, but several times in the season. You bailed on him first in training camp. He was having one of the worst training camps you had seen, right? Completing less than 50% of his passes. What I'm doing is giving you talk with your chest out right now after the fact. I'm telling you, in the moment, you didn't feel this way.
But what I'm saying
in
is
the
now,
moment,
right.
No. Okay, in the moment, you didn't feel this way. So don't act like, don't act like Jalen's play was so outstanding, because if it was, you would have never jumped off the bandwagon. Don't wait till after the season is over with and he has a playoff game on his resume to now want to jump back on it and say, he did this, he did that. You didn't think it was all that great during the season. I'm the one on this show that said, stick with Jalen. Don't bail on him.
Yep.
I'm the one who was saying that. Yeah. So don't sit here and act like you was all in awe of Jalen's play last year. It wasn't that stellar. And being better than Wentz in 2020 ain't really a high bar to clear.
But
That's a low bar to clear. And his play wasn't that great last year, which is why the Eagles were still looking for a quarterback this offseason.
But I never said I was in awe of Jalen's play last year.
Okay.
Did I? I said
no,
that they got better.
No, it sounds like you thought about it. His play was so great.
The difference between the two teams in 2020 and 2021 was they got average quarterback play one year. And the year before that, they got the worst quarterback play in the NFL.
We understand that.
Yes, that was the point I was making to what Archie was saying on why he deserves some credit for the success they had. I agree. Him stepping in to the role where they got bad play the year before and giving them above average slash above average play impacted things.
And having better coaches and better talent around you and everything else probably helped him too.
Well, it was a lot of the same roster. The offensive line stayed healthy. The offensive
like I
line
said,
healthy,
better but... coaches and better offensive talent around him. Don't act like that didn't play a part.
Yes,
having
it played
Nick
a part.
Sirianni here as the coach last year was a huge reason why this team was able to win the games. Doug was a disaster in his final year here. A disaster.
Oh. I don't know. Disaster. I mean, again, like, you're deflecting blame off of Carson.
No, I'm not deflecting blame.
Yeah, okay, so it was the coaching
staff.
It was the roster. It was the schedule.
No, Elliot, what I'm doing is giving you the entire picture. You're trying to pin it on one guy. I'm not even here with the Carson thing. I'm just telling you what helped Jalen play better in 2021 and his team be better. It was a better coaching staff.
Yeah.
It was a more cohesive coaching staff. There was better talent on the team this year, and they got better quarterback play.
Yes, I
agree
with
that.
That's
all true.
But also, Jalen played smarter football last year than Carson did in 2020,
sure,
and that was
because
a big
he had a
part
coach,
of it.
The guy averaged 20 passes.
Dude, but he only threw, what, again, 6 or 7 interceptions? Like, that matters when your quarterback's throwing.
What I'm saying is the coach, when they realized, you know, he threw like 6 of those in the first 6 games, and then they stopped throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they stopped throwing the ball for the rest of the season pretty much. So that cut down on his ability to throw interceptions because when they were throwing it, He was one of the leaders of interceptions
yes.
in the league.
He struggled early on in the year.
Okay,
I agree with that.
Okay, so let's just – I'm just adding it all into the equation.
I wouldn't say I bailed on him
sure
in training.
Sure you did.
Hold on. I said he had a bad training camp.
Did he bail on him?
He bailed on
yeah,
Jazz.
Okay, you
I
know
I,
you did.
Hold on. I also made a bet that he would have 35 total touchdowns and win 11 games. So let's not act like in training camp.
Before you bailed.
Well, we held you to that because you said that before you bailed
and
on him.
I paid out, so I did. I was held to it. But I'm saying at the end of the day, like – Archie, that was the last call, I think it was Archie.
Mm-hmm.
He's right that, like, Jalen does deserve credit for the fact that they made the playoffs. Like, he does. Like, he stepped in and played better
Who
than
Carson.
Who
deserves more credit, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni?
I would say Nick Sirianni.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean Jalen deserves no
first
credit.
First-year coach
yeah.
who's never been the head coach
listen,
clearly shows you that he found a way to minimize Jalen Hurts' deficiencies, not expose them.
Yes, he did a great job.
Okay, then,
yeah.
so – Okay, then.
Yeah,
so that's all I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
like
but
guy.
He was smart with the ball is what I'm saying. And that's a big deal. You don't think Jalen was smart with the ball last year?
I don't think he was great. Tyrod Taylor was the difference in the Bills making the playoffs that year where he was the starter up there. Right? But you also had to look at it and say, like, all right, what is he as a quarterback, though? And the Bills knew he wasn't the guy.
Dude, you got to get over the Wentz thing. Is that your is your objective to have Jalen
I didn't mean to make it
Wentz.
Be a Wentz thing.
Yeah,
I wasn't trying to be. I was just making a point about the difference between why Jalen mattered
You know
last
if
year.
You tweak me with Wentz, we're going to talk
trust
about
me.
It.
I know. I know bringing up Carson.
You want to talk about it.
I know. It's
you
not
bring
the sked,
it up
I know.
You want
right.
to talk about it.
No, I'm bringing it up to make the point that why Jalen, what he did last year, he deserves credit and why it was impressive. That's the point I'm making from one year to the other.
That's our boxing bell here on the Marks and Reese show.
Goodness,
I like it. Yeah,
so we'll get back to the phone calls in a second.
Nick Foles.
There's a report that the Eagles were very interested in him, and they would then have traded probably Gardner
Minshew. Ring the bell again.
That's why he didn't want to talk about this.
No, we'll talk about this.
Yeah, he didn't really. We want to talk about Wentz.
We'll talk about it.
No, and I went to. Oh, let's be concise.
Talk about Wentz.
About this
every
with,
week
with
well,
Nick Foles.
He's in the division, so get ready for it.
Do you think there was?
Ready for
yeah,
it.
I know you are.
Do you think there was interest from the Eagles, and should they have had interest in your
I
opinion?
Think there was interest in him if they traded Gardner Minshew. I don't believe they would have had all three quarterbacks on the roster.
Well,
I think
that makes sense, obviously.
I think Foles, this is what I was saying yesterday. I think Foles is a better quarterback than Minshew is right now. And I think with where this team is going to be at, I'd rather have him start a game. But I don't think they would have brought him in and kept Minshew.
I don't either.
I agree.
Nor should they have.
Ring the bell. It's over then. There we go.
Yeah, my whole point was that they had legitimate interest in him, and they would have wanted him to come here. And it made sense why they would. They have a roster that I'm pretty sure they feel they can go very far with,
mm-hmm.
and they have a quarterback who has yet to really prove that he can do that, and he got banged up late in the year because he runs an awful lot. So if that's going to be the case this year, I would rather have a veteran quarterback in place that I know I can trust and I know who's done it and won't mind being a backup quarterback and is not going to come in and cause any waves. He's the perfect solution, and Jalen isn't Carson Wentz. He wasn't the number one pick or number two pick in the draft, got an extension, all this other stuff. Jalen is still trying to establish himself as a player in this league, so he doesn't feel entitled. So he's not going to even be concerned about Nick Foles. He's worried about going out and doing his job. And that's also a thing I like about Jalen Hurts.
So,
and I think that's why the Eagles – were okay with looking at Nick Foles because they believe Jalen Hurts could handle Nick Foles being here.
Yeah, so two things. One, you're not saying this, but I think it's unfair sometimes for people to be like, well, Jalen's not Carson because Carson couldn't handle it. What happened to Carson was an extremely rare traumatic situation, if we're being completely honest. Like, to say Jalen can handle it, like, yeah, because Jalen didn't watch Nick Foles win the Super Bowl as his backup, right?
Right.
Jalen's not really been through anything with the Eagles, anything close to what Carson went through. So we have no idea how Jalen would handle it. Because before it happened, I didn't hear anybody say Carson's mentally weak. Carson was, like, from North Dakota, super tough, all those things, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Nick himself would have been a distraction in the Novacare. But Nick would have been a distraction overall.
I know what you're saying.
More people would have been calling for Nick Foles if Jalen was struggling. People probably would have been asking for Nick Foles to start week one, if we're being completely honest. I don't think it would have been the right decision. But ultimately, like, Nick Foles is a bigger distraction than Minshew. I think Foles is a better teammate in some ways than Minshew. Like,
definitely.
I don't blame Minshew for asking for the starting job, but he's at a different point in his career, right?
Sure.
Nick's content with coming in and being a
Nick
veteran.
Nick already made a ton
mentor.
Of money. He has a ton of money. He won
he's
the Super
won
Bowl.
The Super Bowl, yeah. Exactly. Super Bowl MVP, Pro Bowl MVP.
Minshew's in a contract year trying to get his career to survive. Mm-hmm. So it's just completely different, but it would have been a distraction if Foles came
here. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, what's going on? Johnny Mark, Hank Reese.
What is up?
ESP.
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen. Jalen Hurts is awful as a quarterback.
All right, there it
is. Awful quarterback. And you need to stop because you know you bailed on him.
Okay, I did not bail on him.
You did bail on him.
You did.
The only time I remember bailing on him was when you asked me what was more important, making the playoffs or seeing if Jalen's the guy, and I said making the playoffs.
You and Chuck
that's the
are
only
the
way. No.
No, and then you like to rip other people for bailing. Chuck fought with me about it. He called me a flip-flopper and a bailer on the Sixers. Look what you did with Jalen Hurts.
I one time on one interview said that I would have prioritized the playoffs over him. That is not bailing on Jalen.
Have you ever heard me bail on anybody?
No.
Well, you're going down with the Broncos
still
ship,
down with
which
the Bronco.
I respect. But
I got
you're
a few ships I'm going down with.
Let the Bronco bust.
Evan Turner.
So, Chuck,
Geno Smith, still there.
Could be a starter.
Apparently playing better than in camp so far.
Go figure. Chuck, even though you've now picked, I think, 10 wins for the Eagles, it's not because of the quarterback, huh?
No, listen. He's going to be in spite of. Let me tell you something.
They're not going to win 10 games in spite of Jalen.
Yes, they will.
No, but they did last year.
No, they did not win in spite of Jalen last year.
Listen, if you got to keep changing, Dick Sirianni got to keep changing his offense, his scheme, so it can fit this quarterback who can't run his offense, then that's a problem. So I want to see this year if this guy could really make all the throws, if he really worked on the offseason, if he can stay in the pocket and not go run to his right side every time he gets in trouble. That Tampa Bay game, it was throws to be had. And the guy that called from Mount Airy, he ain't from Mount Airy because he don't talk like he's from Mount Airy. Because I'm going to tell you something, that offensive line, if you look at that game in Tampa Bay, that offensive line gave him a lot of chances to make plays. And I think the offensive line would have looked a lot better had we had a better quarterback back there. Jalen Hurts is suspect. And you know it, and you just try to jump back on the bandwagon.
No. He does know it. He does know it, Chuck.
He's got A.J. Brown, all the other weapons, but he is going to be the reason when he got to make a big throw, big-time throw, across the middle. Let's see if he can get it there. He can read defenses. Let's see if he can get it there. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. The defense has got another year on him. And these guys, these defensive coordinators, they dumb.
Yep.
You got a quarterback on your team right now you guys aren't even talking about. Once Carson Strong coming to the training camp and start slinging that rock,
you'll
be like Patrick Mahomes and Alex Smith. You're going to be like, I don't even want Jalen Hurts as our quarterback no more. But this guy's throwing the ball. Wait till I tell you. That's the quarterback to watch out for. Carson Strong, baby.
Mm. All right, Chuck.
Chuck just went to a totally different quarterback.
Yeah, come on, Carson Strong.
I mean, he's the quarterback of the future.
Well, Jack loves Carson Strong.
I do. I mean, sometimes you got to have an eye for talent, but he does have degenerative. It's not regenerative, it's degenerative knees.
Yes.
Same thing.
I mean, you could go to QC Kinetics and we could get a steal of a quarterback.
Something tells me he's been to QC Kinetics or a place like that many times.
Well, can he go to where Kobe went in Germany?
Well, that's what it is, right?
If he really wants to win, he will.
Yeah.
He has Mamba mentality.
Well,
Utley went there too, and it didn't work.
All right, so Elliot, I'm going to put it on the put right now on the test. All right, you think Jalen Hurts is good enough to win a Super Bowl with the Eagles?
Yes. Is that what you want to hear? Yes.
No, I want you to give me an honest answer.
Truth.
Which that one didn't sound honest.
Think, that you really believe.
Yes, I think with this roster, with Jalen, they could
nuts.
Win a Super Bowl.
No, you're
Dude,
nuts.
They won one with Nick Foles. Again,
you're
like,
nuts. You're nuts. You're nuts.
You
no.
always – okay, hold on.
I'll answer you, John. No.
Hold on. Time out.
You I actually like Jalen Hurts.
He does this where he puts an insanely high bar every time he asks me a Jalen question. Every time he asks me old Jalen, it's like, is he going to be the quarterback for 5 years? Can they win a Super Bowl? Like,
but ultimately, you believe in the guy or you don't.
How many quarterbacks in the NFL can you say they could win a Super Bowl without question?
Four, five?
Oh, like,
stop it. No.
Go ahead. Go through
I'm going to right now.
Okay.
I gotta bring up the –
Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going after that.
Russell. I believe you can win a Super Bowl with Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow.
So I'm not disputing you on Herbert, but for what it's worth,
you ain't winning no Super Bowl with Dak Prescott.
Herbert hasn't even been in the playoffs.
That's true.
So I, you know.
Oh, because Jalen's been in the playoffs.
Jalen's been in the playoffs.
Yeah, but
well, so is Wentz.
Yeah, well, like yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
Okay,
been in the playoffs. Yeah,
Kirk Cousins, no.
And they would have won the Super Bowl in 2017 if he didn't get hurt.
Our internet is like down here. Trevor Lawrence is going into his second year, but like
he's not winning a Super
Bowl.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't look like it. Kyler Murray,
not the smartest guy.
I don't think Kyler's a Super Bowl guy.
Oh, but you think Jalen Hurts is? Are you insane?
You asked me if the Eagles could win a Super Bowl with this roster and Jalen, and the answer to me is yes. Of course, they have a chance. Would I put it above 50%? No, but I think there's a chance.
No, forget about this roster. I'm saying with Jalen Hurts, do you believe you can win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia with the Eagles with Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I'm just going to say yes to appease you. Because
no,
you're setting
you be
because if I say no, then it's going to be, well, you don't like Jalen. You don't think they can win with him.
No, it means
that's exactly what you're going to do.
It's because you don't believe in him.
You
that's
can believe
point.
In a quarterback without saying they can definitively win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't want a guy that I can't say they can't win a Super Bowl.
Then how many
Bowl
guys
with?
Do you want? That's my point. Like, what your bar has been set so high is the point I'm
yeah,
making.
Yeah, well, fine. If you consider that a high bar, yes. But
yeah,
like,
I think
I
winning a Super Bowl is a pretty
below.
High bar. I would say that's a pretty high bar.
Is that not the bar we want?
Yeah, what are you talking? Are you on drugs?
No,
what are you
I'm
talking
not.
About?
What I'm saying is for you to ask me and Jalen after 1 year of starter to say, can you definitely win a Super Bowl with him?
I didn't say that.
That's exactly what you asked
me. I didn't say
Did you not say, could they win a Super Bowl with him as a quarterback?
Yeah, but this isn't that difficult. You look at
it's incredibly difficult.
So listen,
to project if you can win a Super Bowl with a quarterback, it's incredibly difficult.
But here's my point. Let me try to explain it to you. All right?
I understand it, but
no,
go ahead.
No, you don't. Let me try to explain it to you. Donovan McNabb didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But when Donovan McNabb was the Eagles quarterback, I would have said you can win a Super Bowl with that guy. Doesn't mean you're guaranteeing a Super Bowl. It means that he has the talent that you're going in, and almost every year you have a legitimate chance of winning a Super Bowl with him as being the quarterback. And I can't say that about
Jalen
Hurts.
Would you have
said
that after Donovan's first year as a starter?
Yes!
I mean, look.
Elliot, you were 3 years old. So
oh,
I
yeah, we knew
here.
Donovan could win a Super Bowl.
Donovan, yeah.
What did he say? He was 3 years old?
Yeah, I was.
How
yeah,
old
much,
am I?
Yeah.
How old am I?
Right.
Nah, I wasn't three.
No.
But I don't think I was like 10 or 11.
You would have said it after
Wentz's
first year.
You knew that Donovan, like, when he came out, he wasn't the greatest passer his first or his second year. But even when he wasn't a great passer, there was something about him, the way he played, that we were like, no, mm-hmm. like, you can win with this guy.
Yep.
And I just don't see it with Jalen.
That's fine.
I just don't see it with Jalen. So it's. I'm not asking you to guarantee a freaking Super Bowl
That's exactly,
win.
Yes. So can you win a Super Bowl with Jalen? I think it's possible. After seeing them win with Foles, after seeing this roster, like, if Jalen improves, they could be the number one seed in the NFC.
Okay.
This is always a great hour.
Man. Right. No, and
but this is what he does. He tries to paint me in a corner, like, you know, like being like, if I don't want him for 5 years or the Super Bowl, and then I'm out on him. And then months later, I'm a flip-flopper if I don't, you know, like.
All that I asked is
bailed.
If you believed
yeah,
in
I
him.
Yeah, I bailed, exactly, because for 1 week of one interview, I said I'd prioritize the playoffs.
All that I asked was if you believe in him to be a guy that can develop into a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Yeah.
And you don't believe that, and you're full of crap if you say that you can.
I said yes, didn't I?
Hugh Douglas was on with Giglio last week, mm-hmm. and him and Joe were talking about the same thing, and Hugh was like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess you can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. I mean,
just like that,
if the roster was... Like,
I don't know if Hugh would appreciate this impression.
He's trying to... Well, Hugh broke our door out there, so whatever.
That's why I wouldn't be making that impression about it. That's my point.
But
yeah.
Here's what everybody said, and you did the same freaking thing. You talked about how great the roster has to be around. Oh, well, as long as the roster's great around Jalen Hurts. And Hugh said the same thing. He said, well, if you have a really, really good defense and you surround him with talent on offense, well, damn it, that's any quarterback.
That's not any quarterback.
That's any Most starting level quarterback. Yes, it is.
It's more quarterbacks, yes.
Yes. So it's not about, like, I want a difference-making quarterback. No one says about Russell Wilson, like, oh, well, as long as the roster's great around him and blah, blah. Good quarterbacks, you don't talk about the roster. You talk about the quarterback.
All right.
Wow.
There you have it.
We'll see. How does you want me to say? I'm not going to get. I mean, if you're going to call me a flip flopper every week, then you know, like, I'm going to err on the side of caution. Where, yeah.
No, are you going to be scared to give a take now?
No, I'm giving my take.
No. You're worried about Johnny Marks and myself.
I just said he could win a Super Bowl. I don't think that's standing on the fence.
Well, that's true. You did say you let him bully you into saying it, though.
Whatever, I still got it.
Because you don't believe
you flip-flopped off of him last year.
Jeez, you did.
I did not flip-flop.
At least three times.
No,
at least
one time.
In the middle of the season, too, after that damn Raiders game, you were out.
I was about to be, and then thank God I wasn't.
And by the
I remember
way,
getting the pod ready, being like I was going to be wrong, and then I wasn't.
I flip-flop with the best of them, Ellie. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, only smart people flip-flop.
Exactly right. Yeah, because the more information you
exactly.
receive,
you guys wanted me to
play.
Go to training camp practices and say he was awesome. He didn't have a great training camp.
No, we wanted you to report the honest truth.
And that's
and
what
did.
I did, yeah.
No, we're not mad at you for telling us exactly what you saw. We're just saying that caused you to have concern.
It did.
All right, Ellie, get out of here.
Love you.
All right,
brother.
This was fun.
As always. Other side is one of the.
We didn't even get to talk to him about Dr. LA or anything, man.
Oh, he's
taking a break from the Sixers.
He resigned. He resigned as our
Speaking 76ers of
flip flopping,
I should have flip flopped on Harden a few times for coming on here every Tuesday saying they'd be fine. That's where I really should have flip flopped.
All right, Elliot, beat it.
Good, brother.
Speaking of the Sixers, is one of the stars that a lot of people were hoping the Sixers could go after this summer already throwing a wrench in their plans? We'll get to that story as well as your Eagles phone calls after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, guys. Now, you know how much I've been loving taking Athletic Greens, right? I started taking AG1 because, quite frankly, I need me a picker-upper. How about that, Jack?
It really pops out and it grows.
A little more excitement, a little more energy. I'm feeling better these days, Jack. Everybody's happy. Yeah, there we go. I'm on a super multivitamin, Elliot. You can't get it any better than AG1, brother. Here's what you need to do. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. Now, it's just one scoop in your water every day. That's it. That's all you need. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin every day. And it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. Now, AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Now, your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in the winter months. Guess what? We don't get very much sunlight in the winter months. Take that. Now, to make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.